N1JBA. November 1, Juliet Bravo Alpha.
Juliet Bravo Alpha, N0TR Mobile. My name is Tom.
Hey, Tom, this is James. I'm in Greenville on Echo Link rolling around, and I just got word that there was a school shooting on Whitehorse. Just wasn't sure if anyone was out there listening and has any more information. Just want to see what was going on.
That's a little gap there. I haven't heard anything. Nothing surprises me anymore, though. God help us all. Hope everything's all right out there. Wife and I just headed down to the daughter's to mass consumables. We got chickens, so we're taking some eggs down there, and rotisserie chicken, and a few other things, and just out enjoying this beautiful day. Over.
It is a beautiful day. It's turned out a little bit windier than I thought, but not too bad after that rain rolled away. As far as the school shooting goes, I just got some information. From what I understand, the kids are supposed to be reunited with parents or you know, whoever's in charge of them over at Brookwood Church, I believe, is what my information says. So in case anyone is connecting with you later, you can pass that on if they need that information.
Will do. And I didn't catch it. I was in traffic here. What was the name of the school that this was at?
Let me switch over to my text messages, and I'll get that and be right back.
No problem. We're just moseying along. That storm this morning, I had a doctor's appointment with a foot doctor in Anderson, and we got down to the Quick Trip just before I-85, and I told Bernice, my wife here, that we're not going to go on down there. You couldn't even see when you got down there to GSP Airport this morning. It was raining so hard, and so we turned around and canceled that appointment and went to Spartanburg. I'm back over to you, James.
All right, as far as the first question, it looks like it was at Tanglewood Middle School. And like again, that's in Greenville off of Whitehorse Road. But yeah, the weather, I got out this morning. It was just kind of drizzling at first, and I went to go get my haircut. By the time I got there, it was pouring. So I thought I wouldn't have any problem getting in, getting to the chair for the lady to cut my hair. But apparently there were several people there already waiting before they even opened up the door. I guess they had the same idea that I had. But anyways, back over to you, Tom.
Well, the best laid plans, you know, can go awry. Awry. Anyways, yeah, it there was some hail in that storm. I was watching it on Doppler radar on Channel 4, and quite a bit of it. I don't know of any size. And the severe storms were all around us, and also at the same time, it was headed right up to this location here. We live up here just north, east of Greenville, about 14 miles north of Greer, and there was circulation in three or four places there that they were showing on the map. And by golly, we left Kansas 12 years ago, James, and our thought was to leave Toto and Dorothy both up there. And, guys, these tornadoes are getting more frequent, it seems like.
Yes, sir, we're seeing a lot more tornadoes, earthquakes over in Elgin. It seems like every 6 days or so they're having a small earthquake or fall. And if there's hail around here, that actually would help me out some. Believe it or not, I'm an insurance adjuster, so we've had a kind of a dry spell at the beginning of the year as far as any kind of damage, so that might actually help pick up my business. I never wish it on anyone, but I sure don't mind helping after it happens and getting back on their feet.
Well, that's a nice thing to do. Yeah, last count I had, James, they'd had 23 earthquakes down there in the Columbia area. And my daughter, one of them, the one up north lives in Michigan. The other one lives here in the south part of Greer. And she was blaming it on fracking. And but she's a Democrat, so what do you expect, you know? And I told her, I said, well, it may be the fracking, but we've had 23 down here, and that's a whole lot more than you've had up there around the fracking.
Absolutely. I copy you on that. I can't imagine how you could have come about to raise a Democrat, though.
James, that's the only one shameful thing I've gotten in my daughter's history. I love them both, but you're quite correct. I don't know what went wrong. Maybe a chromosome or two went the wrong way.
Well, that's funny, but there's still time. That she might come around. Who knows? Well, I'm going to step off just in case anyone else needs to transmit, especially if they need any information on that school shooting. But it was nice to talk with you, Tom. This is N1JBA 73. See you.
Okay, James. The pleasure's all mine, and yeah, I had a lot of fun with that. The daughter's a musician all of her life, and she plays in the Michigan Philharmonic and that, so there's the excuse for being a Democrat. I guess it's what you are associated with. Anyways, we still love her. 73, James. This is N0 Tango Romeo. 73 is more clear.
This is
OCR, S4WRO. WRO, recognize that call sign and that voice. Good afternoon.
How you doing, Tom? You in the midst of stop terrorizing the neighborhood or what?
You know what? We're just too old for that. And I was trying to remember your name. I was thinking Leroy, but I probably got it wrong.
Ha! Name's Bill.
Okay, Bill. I should have remembered that. I apologize. But there's a lot of calls out there. I like mine because it's short. shoot, and it works good on CW. Well, it's starting to clear up here, Bill. And you're located down by where at?
5 miles south of Easley. Off of 320 Road down here. Yeah, I happen to hear you mention about those 23 earthquakes. My son, daughter-in-law, and grandkids, they live within about 3.5 miles of the epicenters down there in the Lugoff, Elgin area.
Last one was 2.3 miles, or excuse me, 2.3 on the Richter scale. Getting nervous here, I got to
I talked to them. They said they felt a couple of them, but, you know, all the little ones, they don't feel
them. I think that last one, they could perceive it all right. We had one here last year that I actually noticed, but, boy, it was really short. And until I heard it announced, I really didn't recognize what it was. And that was the Henderson Police right up there ahead of us. That wasn't a sheriff, by golly. And I'm glad they're out there. But I don't do like my brother-in-law did one day. He passed one of them and, out on the highway back up in Kansas. And luckily, he was a retired lieutenant from the Wichita Police Force, and they saw that gold badge when he pulled his license out. And so they give him a bye, means it was his birthday. But they told him not to let it happen again.
I tell you what, last time I got stopped, I was coming home from work, just city popping along, not paying attention, and I come around the curb, and he flipped on the lights, and I just eased over and pulled up in front of him, and he come walking up, went there to the passenger side, and he said, where did you serve in Vietnam? And I said, whoa, wait. How do you know I was there? He goes, your license plate, dummy.
Well, you know, I'm kind of careful about that. And I'm a Vietnam veteran, but my son-in-law's uncle was up someplace up north a little bit in North Carolina. And he's a retired Marine. And, you know, he had a United States Marine Corps sticker on the back of his car, and somebody, or his truck, and somebody broke into it, and they stole his pistol. And it was an old pistol he's had for many years in the family. And he asked that police officer, why'd they pick mine? He says, because you had that U.S. Marine Corps sticker on the back, and they figured if you was military, you'd probably have a gun. That's kind of sad, isn't it? This is N0TR.
All right, N4WRO. But, yeah, but no, I don't know about it. So we stood there and BS for about 15 minutes. And he said, well, I'm just going to give you a warning. I said, okay, that'll work.
Bill, I got one here. Oh, it was a couple of years after we'd been here. And this motorcycle police officer, a trooper, up on Wade Hampton, was right beside of me, and I kept trying to beat him off with a stoplight so that I could switch lanes. And it was my wife's birthday, and I wanted to go in the roadhouse. So finally, I speeded up enough at the stoplight to get ahead of him, give a turn signal, switch into that lane. And I think it ticked him off because he was running radar. So he pulled us over. But he was very courteous, and he gave us a warning ticket and said I changed lanes too quickly. But that's as close as I've come down here to meeting one.
99.95% of them are all good. You know, hey, if I deserve it, you know, give me the ticket. I don't care. But anyhow, let me get off here. The oven just dinged, and it's time to put these here shaky heads in there to cure that powder coat.
All right. Good to talk to you, Bill. And you have a nice day. We're not too far from the daughters down here. You're a little scratchy into the repeater today. I don't know if you could up your power a little or what, but I can hear all you said. 73's Bill. N4WRO and 0TR. And I'm clear.
Okay, Tom. We'll catch y'all later. Yeah, I'm on an HT out here in the shop. Talk to you later. N4WRO.
Oh, that was almost full quieting. Have a good day, Bill. And thanks for riding along in 0TR clear.
Any station, any station. This is KO4, Whiskey, Whiskey, Zulu. Station, any station. This is Zulu.
This is Kilo India 4, Mike Romeo Alpha. Go ahead.
Hey, is there anybody with kids that go to Tanglewood on this repeater?
I didn't quite understand.
Anyone on that uses the repeater that has any kids that attend Tanglewood Middle School that you know about?
No, if anybody, none of my kids are there. We're located over here in Greer.
Well, I don't want to make anyone think that the news is recording a school shooting at Tanglewood Middle in Greenville County.
That's a very unfortunate event. Very unfortunate.
I'll be praying for the families and the kids and the staff and everybody. I just wanted to make sure that if there were anybody on here that had kids that attended that school, if they didn't know that they were made aware.
Hey, maybe there's some others out there listening on the repeater. With that, man, we're going to say 73's KI4MRX, clear.
73, sorry, I had trouble with you. Thank you for the kids, sir.